Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Instead of binge-watching a new series one night, we chose an old favorite, the 1952 movie Moulin Rouge.
The famous real-life burlesque nightclub in Paris is equally famous for its customers. One of them was Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec.
Henri is a post-impressionist painter among the likes of Van Gogh and Gauguin, who painted the dancers and singers he found in the bohemian subculture. He liked them better than the aristocratic circles he was born into because of his unconventional appearance.
Henri had a full-size torso but short legs, large head, shortened lower jaw, and large tongue. He also had fractures of the long bones and craniofacial deformities.
Henri had pycnodysostosis, which wasn't diagnosed until a century later, and thus carries his name, Toulouse-Lautrec syndrome.
It's a rare hereditary disease from not having enough of cathepsin K enzyme inside osteoclasts, which interferes with the cell's job of reabsorbing and reforming bone tissue. Disrupting this cycle results in fragile bones and too much buildup of dead bone material, which is toxic.
Even so, Henri could have lived a normal lifespan, except that he was alcoholic and had tuberculosis, and so he died at the age of 37.
By the time he died, he had painted and sketched hundreds of works, leaving us his contribution to art. But his life also brought awareness to a disease that had yet to be understood.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.